Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ned Ryan, president of American Majority. It's AmericanMajority.org, former presidential writer for George W. Bush. And the American Majority is an organization that trains people out in the field, out in the districts to run for office, how to run for office, how to develop candidates in those areas. Ned, how am I doing here?
Yeah, no, you're doing great. I was going to add that we launched in January of 2008. A lot of our work has taken place in spring of 2009. We've trained nearly 22,000 people in person, of which over 2,000 of those are candidates. We've trained in over 45 different states, and again, 610 in-person training. So a lot of just getting out there, teaching people nuts and bolts of either running for office or just simply how to be more effective. And I say that rallies are good to do every now and then to let people know your line is kicking, but rallies fundamentally change nothing. So how do you actually affect real political change? And that's what we teach. We teach how to get in there and really dig into your local communities and really engage and get out the vote, hardware and precincts, training new candidates, getting behind them, you know, taking over.
This is mainstream. Like, you're trying to influence the direction of our nation from a Main Street perspective. And Ned, exactly. I can't tell you how happy I am to hear that you're doing this. Because, as you know, you and I've talked about this off the air, and I've talked to my audience about this for a long time. In my opinion, Main Street has got to take back America from Washington and Wall Street.
Well, and I would say, I would add that third, it's the public sector unions. I call it, you know,
that's right.
That's exactly.
I agree 100%.
Well, the people that, essentially, and I was telling you this offer, but I'll say it now, the American taxpayer, this is about the taxpayers rising up and saying enough, because we pay for our government, our elected officials. We are obviously considered the backstop for Wall Street, and we're considered the golden goose for public sector unions.
Yep.
And it's time for the taxpayer to stand up and say enough is enough. This is about we the people, about the American people. It's not about bailing out Wall Street. It's not about public sector unions getting massive pensions and health benefits. It's not about the ruling class treating us with disdain as they spend our money like drunken sailors. It's saying, okay, we want to get back on the path of freedom and prosperity. We believe, you know, and I love the fact that you're a small business advocate. We were talking about this too. You want to see the economic engine return and get really cranked up here in America. You're going to lower the barrier of entry for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the big business. It's about the small business. I think you were telling me 70% of jobs here in America are small business.
Yep.
I mean, there's so many things. It's just common sense, but one of the things that we train people on is understanding how D.C. and state capitals and elected officials work, and understanding the influences of the what I call the crony capitalists and the lobbyists, and understanding that unless we break the hold of these people over our elected officials and actually get the elected officials to be more accountable to us, we're never going to get this thing
turned around. But see, the work that you're doing is the work that you're doing is so important, because just talking to the...
You know, the thing I was going to tell you about the entrenched politicians is, you know, a lot of these guys have been there. You know, you look at like the Dick Lugers out of Indiana, who were there for over 30 years. Right. Again, they lost in a primary. That's a great start, but... Again, these entrenched politicians, I call them the ruling class, unless we can, you know, pry their fingers off the levers of our government.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that, though, Ned. I think what you're doing is the right way, because we've got to replace them with people who go to Washington with that claim, with that plan. But then once we get them there, Ned, how do we prevent them from returning to the ways of the people they replaced?
There's two things. One is, I tell people, how many times have you seen your elected official in person? Either in D.C. or at your state capitol, or at their district office. And a lot of people say, well, I've seen them once or twice. I'm like, do you realize how many lobbyists see them, well, if not every day, every week? And how many lobbyists are in their office every day? So you have to be constantly engaged and involved with the elected officials at every level. The other thing, though, that ultimately is the accountability mechanism is primarying them, is going against them and putting somebody up, a good, credible candidate that will run against them and beat them in a primary. And I'll explain, you know, Dick Lugar, who's over there, you know, in the Senate for over three decades, finally being beaten in a primary by Richard Murdoch in Indiana. You look at some of these other examples of primarying longtime incumbents to run them out of office. That is ultimately the best accountability mechanism if they will not respond to the American people's wishes.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that's what we've got to do. And that's the reason why I'm happy about what you're doing. And I'll be saying the same thing if a Democrat doing the same thing you're doing over on the other side of the aisle. I'd be just as proud of them, because we've got to get Main Street. We got to get America back focused toward Main Street values, what made us great. And it's not Washington currently. It's not Wall Street. And it's certainly not the unions. Give us your website again, Ned.
AmericanMajority.org. Jim, I'll give you one or two other ones as well. We've got a little NASCAR project as well. You can go to PledgeToVote.com and look at that. The other thing I was going to tell you, though, is as we were working in Wisconsin, our sister
Ned, I'm sorry, I got to wrap it up because I'm out of time. Come back another day and we'll talk some more.
Absolutely, Jim. We'll do it again.
Thanks for being here. Ned Ryan, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.